baby back door, baby fall off, sipping codeine cause I gotta kill a cough. Let me sit sideways in the big bins. Oh, you boys, they my brothers, they my friends.
There's not one guy, one person in the history of this program that's bigger than the program.
Mayfield on play action.
You're listening to Brandon Drum and Parker Thune. This is the OU Insider Under the Visor podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another OU Insider Under the Visor Sooners podcast powered by Riverwind Casino. My name is Brandon Drum, here with Parker Thune. Breaking news. Nate Dreiling, as we have talked about for the last few weeks, is now the new, or expected to be the
presumed.
New, presumed.
In the presumed process expected, of being finalized.
We can confirm that it's being finalized to be the next linebacker coach at the University of Oklahoma. Brent Venables, as we have talked about, is expected to call the plays.
Yep.
During game day. That's something, if you've been on OU Insider, we have talked about for the last forever. If it wasn't going to be Jim Knowles, that's the way it was going to be. It was going to be BV. So that's where things stand. And we're going to talk about all that right here on this podcast. But first, we got to pay some bills, Parker.
This podcast, folks, is brought to you today and every day by Riverwind Casino. And Sooner fans, you deserve the ultimate gaming experience. That's Riverwind Casino, which has been the Metro's premier gaming destination for over 18 years. 2,800 electronic games, table games, bars and dining options, plus the best live music in the Metro. It's no surprise that Riverwind is always a good time. Also want to bring to your attention Joy Mode and the great folks there. Now, obviously, Joy Mode is perhaps best known as a product that promotes better intimacy, but it isn't just about that. Daily use also supports healthier blood vessels, boosts heart health, and enhances your athletic performance. Expertly formulated and backed by science, simply mix a pack with water. Feel the effects within 45 minutes. You drink it just like your typical electrolyte powder. So take control with Joy Mode. Get a boost anytime, anywhere. Never miss a beat. It features just four simple proven ingredients. It's a straightforward, effective solution. Join over 200,000 men who trust Joy Mode to boost their performance without the side effects. So if you're looking to take your game to the next level, visit tryjoymode.com and use code OUINSIDER at checkout for 20% off single purchases and 30% off subscription orders. That's tryjoymode.com and use code OUINSIDER for 20% off single purchases and 30% off subscription orders.
Yes, and one final one. We're all trying to lose weight, right? Refine You, MedSpa, Oklahoma City. We want to thank them for being a sponsor. Whether patients are looking to prevent early signs of aging, reclaim their youth, or attain ideal body shape, the expert medical staff at Refine You MedSpa can design a plan that helps you achieve your goals. They can help you get those shots that make you where you don't have to go work out all the time. If you don't have the time to lose the weight, they have all that for you. Refine You has been voted the number one med spa in Oklahoma City the past five consecutive years by 405 Magazine. They don't just sell procedures, they sell results. Call Refine You Med Spa today for a free consult at 405-859-5391 or book online at refineyouokc.com. Men, it does it for you as well. Like, it's an easy place to go. You don't have time, all that type of stuff. You work a lot of hours. They can help you get down to the body weight that you want, get back to your youth. It's also good to give gifts for the wife. Trust me, I've used it for my wife. They love it. The lip injections, all that type of stuff. It's great for the skin, everything. So go to refineyou.com or refineyouokc.com. All right, Parker. Nate Dreiling.
That's the guy.
That is the guy.
34 years old. Another youngin'. Very much cut from the same cloth as Zach Alley when you look at his career path, the quickness with which he came up through the coaching ranks, and also the breadth of experience as a G5/P5 FBS staffer and DC. Now, obviously, he's not going to call the plays for Oklahoma. That'll be Brent Venables. But Dreiling does have 3 years of experience as a DC under his belt. Also had a year as the interim head coach at Utah State this past season, which was just kind of a bad situation that he got thrust into. Yeah. They only went 4-8. That's all you could really expect of that program, given what they were undergoing at the time. But just agreed to a deal not much more than a month ago to be Arkansas State's defensive coordinator. And now that is going to be but a footnote in his coaching journey, because he's never actually going to coach a game at Arkansas State, at least not in 2025. He's headed to Norman, Oklahoma. And somebody that, when you look at his background, the connection to Brent Venables makes a ton of sense, because Brent Venables' roots are in Kansas. Mm-hmm. And Nate Dreiling's roots are also in Kansas. So although he and Venables have never crossed paths before, and to my knowledge, he hasn't crossed paths with any of Oklahoma's current assistants at any of their respective employers, whether current or previous, he is somebody that, with regard to his background, shares a lot of similarities, a lot of connections, a lot of relationships with one Brent Venables.
Well, I mean, yeah, his dad is a legend, right? St. Thomas Aquinas in Kansas. He is there from Hutchinson. Brent's from Salina. There's that whole area right there is like they're just close. And Brent and I guess Dreiling's dad have been close for years. That's where this whole thing comes from. And at the same time, I know that he's close with a few staffers. They haven't, like you said, they haven't crossed paths in any coaching stop, but it's been, I guess, on the road. I don't know how that's all gone about and how they've become friends, but a lot of those guys, that coaching world, they're very, very close. And from what I've been told, there's Dreiling's friends with a lot of guys on the staff. The interesting thing, and I didn't throw this out there on any site because I didn't want to get people's hopes up. I can readily confirm that Brian Odom and Brent Venables spoke about this linebacker job.
That so, upset some people.
Yeah. From the Odom side of things, I can say there's no hard feelings whether he got the job or not. Like, I can confirm that. And it is what it is. There's always this is what I told the source. I said, look, I think there's always that misconception, the hanging cloud that is over probably Odom in this situation would be the fact that he was linked to Lincoln Riley, right? And there's so many things that have happened in the program negatively that are still attributed to Lincoln Riley. Brian Odom is an exceptional coach. He's an exceptional person. He fits, he knows Oklahoma, but it just didn't work out. It's unfortunate. As far as Nate Dreiling goes, he's young, he's vibrant. I bet you he's going to be a really good recruiter. My gut says he's going to be able to recruit. One, it's easy to recruit to Brent Venables' defense, Parker. That's the easy thing. Two, I think he's like 34, 35 years old,
34
right?
34 years old, yep.
Yeah, like he's a spry chicken right now in the coaching world. Like, young, vibrant. You can see at 35 years old, he's already getting DC jobs. He was an interim head coach at 33 years old, he was an interim head coach. That means he's a fast mover. That means at some point in time, you can probably expect him to take a big DC job somewhere else down the line, which that's okay. That's okay. That's what you want from your position coaches, unless, you know, Todd Bates, Brandon Hall, you would like them to stick around, right? Like Chavis, like they've been doing a really good job for your defense. You want them to stick around, but somebody that's a play caller, you know, like a Dreiling, I mean, eventually, we suspect Brandon Hall, if things go right in 2025, Brandon Hall is probably going to be the play caller for OU in 2026. So, like,
obviously, that's not something that Venables would like to do forever, and probably not something the OU fan base would like Brent Venables to do forever.
Correct.
It's a short-term solution.
Yeah. This is get everything back on track, and that's what people need to understand. They're not hiring a new DC because the only way to hire a new DC in the situation Oklahoma's in is to go get a Jim Knowles type. Like that, it was boom or bust with that. Like, that's it. Now, that outside of Jim Knowles, the best defensive mind in college football, he's the head coach at Oklahoma. And so, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Now you just take that, you level things out this year, and now you move on in 2026 with, okay, I'm going to have somebody else call the plays because the program is back on stable ground. So, I like this hire, Parker. I do.
I like it too. He's
got an interesting resume, right? Like, it's interesting.
Well, and you think back to 2023. What was one of the seminal moments in college football that year? One of the most stunning moments in college football that year. It was when a New Mexico State Fighting Aggies went to Jordan-Hare Stadium and beat the pants off Auburn, 31-10.
DC was stonewalled them. Yep.
Yeah, not only upset them, but manhandled them. Nate Dreiling was the architect of that defensive effort that day for New Mexico State. That was a season where New Mexico State won 10 games, so it's not like that was a one-off either. But I guess my viewpoint on this is Dreiling's not just a group of five guy, right? He's a group of five guy who's got a pretty stellar resume, short as it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And so if all he's coming in to do is coach linebackers, I don't see much of a downside here. Certainly there are folks that would have preferred Brian Odom, and I get that. Somebody with ties to the university, somebody who's been here before, somebody that's recruited and developed on a very high level. Yeah. Somebody where, you look at the best linebacker on OU's roster right now, a guy named Kip Lewis, that was a Brian Odom recruit. So,
and last year's roster too. Danny Stutzman.
three plus years after he departed Oklahoma, you're still feeling Brian Odom's impact. So yeah. I get that. I understand why some folks might have preferred to hire him. I would have loved if Oklahoma had hired Brian Odom. But all in all, don't think you can go wrong with Nate Dreiling. I think he's a guy that's certainly ready to make the jump to the P5 as a position coach. And who knows, man? Brandon Hall would certainly be the guy that you would most readily look at as your defensive coordinator to be in 2026 and beyond. But if Dreiling wants to stick around at Oklahoma long term, I'm not sure how much of a long term gig this is for him or this will be. But he's somebody that could absolutely make a name for himself at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I think priority A1 for him is going to be reloading that linebacker room and recruiting. That's what they're going to need him to do, because the Sooners have taken just one linebacker apiece in the last two recruiting cycles after loading up with four linebackers in the 2023 cycle: Samuel Masigo, Lewis Carter, Phil Picciotti, Taylor Heim. So that was a great haul, but two of those guys have since transferred and one has only appeared in one game as a Sooner. Samuel Masigo seems to be the one unequivocal hit from that group. And so you're getting to a point now where Kip Lewis didn't get any younger. Kobe McKenzie didn't get any younger. Jaron Kanick has switched to offense, right? And so some of those elder statesmen in the linebacker group have either moved on, a la Kanick, Danny Stutzman graduating, or they're getting to the point where you got to start thinking about life after them, i.e. Lewis and McKenzie. So I would expect the 2026 class at linebacker to be a pretty heavy one for Oklahoma. Three, maybe four linebackers in the class would be my expectation. And so the onus is going to be on Dreiling to show up and prove that you're up to snuff as a recruiter and that you can help sell everything that Oklahoma is to elite linebacker prospects coast to coast. Because it feels like that's one of those positions where the Sooners need a strong recruiting haul in 2026. And again, Dreiling is the guy who's going to be most chiefly entrusted with that responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a chance to help resurrect, and I hate using that word because the linebacker unit's been so good, but and I'm talking, like you said, recruiting. Like, they haven't really gone out and got a huge haul, right?
No,
In
they
at
need to
linebacker.
reload. Resurrect might not be the right word. Reload, I think, is.
Reload, yeah, I guess would be a better word. Yeah. Reload the linebacker room. The scary part is what happens if Kip Lewis and Kobe McKenzie head off to the NFL. Like, now you're in a pinch. Like, who's behind them, Parker, outside of Omosigo? You
I
brought in
think you
Kendall
would.
Daniels, and he's
Yeah,
only a 1 year rental.
he's a 1 year rental. The one guy that I think is poised to see more of a role than maybe the average fan would anticipate in 2025, if he can continue to excel in spring and certainly in fall camp, is James Nesta. I think James Nesta has potential to be more of a
No,
contributor than
absolutely, but
most would
is he going
realize.
to
So, like,
be baseball?
well, I mean, yes, he does play baseball, so
I
there's
mean, but
that
how
angle
much
of
is that
things.
going
Like,
to get in a way of his, I'm saying in the way of
it
his
hasn't so
development?
far, I'll tell you that much. He was very impressive on the practice field from everything I heard all fall. Scout team player of the week on several occasions. So the belief is he's going to be a really good linebacker at the University of Oklahoma.
We'll see. They've got to really, really start battening down the hatches there, because 2026 could be scary. I know the transfer portal, there's that, but you don't want to start relying on that year in and year out to where that's the only way you have a linebacker. You need
Exactly.
somebody that's going to be there that knows the defense. I think we both agree that Sammy Omosigo is probably the future of that room. But it's that's not the they need more than one solution. And I know you said James Nesta. I have to see it on the field first before I'm gonna go there. I believe that. I've heard good things, but it's just I'm
He's
always
got.
scared that baseball is going to get in the way. I really am. Like, at some point it's going to rear its head a little bit.
Well, good news is, even if the scenario that you discussed comes to fruition where both Kip Lewis and Kobe McKenzie leave for the NFL a year early, that still gives Nesta 2025 to get fully ready to jump into a starting
Yeah.
role.
Fair enough. Fair enough. As far as the rest of this, I guess what's our overall thought on Brent Venables? What do you think he needs to do to take that next jump as a head coach and become what he needs to be? Because it's going to be like now you're adding more to his plate, right? Like now he is calling the plays on defense on Saturdays. Obviously, he's not going to do the game planning. That's probably going to go to Dreiling, Brandon Hall, potentially Wes Goodwin if he the analyst position, right? If that's how that plays out, and we continue to hear that's where that's trending, and then probably Todd Bates, right? You're gonna have those four probably build and Jay Vly. Those five guys are gonna build up the game plan during the week, and then you're gonna go off and have Brent Venables call it on Saturdays. But game day is where it matters most, Parker. How does this affect his growth as a head coach? Because I think that's what everybody's biggest question. Like, that's the question right now. And now he's taking that step back in to call the defense. And he's going to be solely focused on the defense where something happens on offense that he's got to make a, I don't know, a quick decision on fourth down and
Yeah.
something happens, right? Or a special teams decision, right? Like, there's something's got to give.
Absolutely. And it's a very fair concern that a lot of people have. Can Brent Venables effectively manage the responsibilities of a defensive coordinator and his responsibilities as a head coach? Because, and look, he called the defense in 2023. right? And the Sooners had a good campaign defensively. Even so, this is probably not the direction that a large percentage of this fan base wanted to see Oklahoma move in 2025 and beyond, because there were plenty that were anticipating, let's say, the hiring of Jim Knowles, right? You bring in Jim Knowles, BV can be the CEO. That was the term we used in discussing the Knowles hire for so long. He can be the CEO. He can fully focus on game management and all the details and nuances of the head coaching role, and not have to worry about having his hands in the barrel of the defense on a minute-to-minute basis throughout the game. But the way I've kind of long looked at this, Brandon, is one way or another, things have to change in 2025. Either you have to have Brent Venables exerting much less control over the whole operation than ever before, or much more control. And yeah. Either way, I think it's fine, because we know what Brent Venables is as a defensive mind. My question would be, if he is going to call the defensive plays, and again, that's the expectation right now, then what is, or I should say, who is going to step in and help manage some of those finer points of the head coaching role? And you've drawn the parallel to Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, who has a right-hand man, in essence, that's helping him coordinate all of the big picture things. And I don't know who that might be on staff, but no doubt, without question, I think you're going to need somebody that fits that mold, if you will. Somebody that can make sure, hey, nothing's slipping through the cracks. BV's still the head coach. He's still making all of the top level decisions. But if he also has to call the shots on defense, we have to make absolutely certain, doubly sure, that nothing falls through the cracks in a big picture sense, and that we have all of our bases covered. So I'll be interested to see how they address that quandary, if you will.
Yeah, it's wild. But like, I would argue that Marcus Freeman has been probably the best game managing head coach in 2024, or was the best game managing head coach in 2024. And that was one of the big reasons why Notre Dame made the Natty, right? Like, I it feels like, I don't know, how many times did you watch a Notre Dame game and you see something and you're just like, dang, that was a wild call that he made, or a gutsy call, or just such a heady call that Marcus Freeman made. And it led to a win for the Irish, right? Like, you got to have one of those guys. And I kept saying that during the playoffs. Because I got real intrigued by that dude that would just follow him. He had a little clipboard behind him. He'd turn and look, and he'd say, what does it say? And he'd say, go for it. And he'd turn and say, we're going for it. You know, but, and it takes the emotion out of the game. And I think that's something Brent, he's an emotional guy. And I think when you have, that helps him as a coach. I want to say the emotional part of him helps hugely. It helps him. He's a player's coach. People love him, right? Like, the players love playing for Brent. But in game situations, sometimes that can be a, it can be an issue. And so I don't know, man. Like, you got to have that guy to take all the emotion out. And on the other end, you have to take the emotion out of the equation. If it says in the book or the analytics or whatever, go for it or punt, do it. Don't use your gut. Do what it says analytically and see where it goes from there. If that isn't working for you, then you can go back and kind of weigh the gut to analytics, you know, pros and cons there if you have time. But he's got to get to that point where big in-game decisions are made through somebody that is there to take the emotion out of it and make it pretty cut and dry for him. I think that's hindered Oklahoma, Parker. I really do, in a big, big way over the last few years, particularly in 2024, more or less. I think they lost a couple games. And 2022, it's funny, right? Maybe even in 2023. I mean, did they lose Did they lose Kansas because of an in-game decision? Did they lose? Like, is there? I can't remember the Kansas Oklahoma State game. Was there like a pivotal decision that he made that just was like costly in those games? Do you remember?
No, not that I can recall.
So it was
The
basically those
Kansas and
2 years,
Oklahoma
right?
State losses, people were more directly pointing the finger at Jeff Lebby for those losses.
Yeah. Which is funny now after 2024. So they would have loved to have those issues back, wouldn't they? Man, I don't know, Parker. I do like the Nate Dreiling hire. I like the fit within the staff. I'm just interested to see how he's going to recruit. I think that's the biggest question, right? Defensive mind wise, he's all there. Now it's can he do what needs to be done on the trail? And the unfortunate part, Parker, is that it's going to be dead period after this weekend. So it kind of, or quiet period or whatever, they can't be on the road. He's not going to be able to get in front of guys now with that Oklahoma emblem. I think, can you question how it took almost a week after the Noles? Like, do you question the how long it took? Like, do you think, like, is that something the fan base can point at and say, Venables should have had something ready, like plan B ready, if something went awry with Noles, like, ready to go?
I mean,
Knowing that there was only 1 week left of road recruiting for the spring or winter session.
I'm not convinced it matters a whole heck of a lot.
Fair. I agree. I'm just asking.
Yeah, he'll get his shot. He'll get his shot to get in front of these kids. You get kids on campus, he'll get the chance to interact with them. The fact that he maybe missed out on the opportunity to make a few in-person visits during the contact period. I think it's relatively inconsequential.
Fair enough. I mean, he was doing it. He just was doing it with an Arkansas State, Red Wolves or whatever they're called, emblem on his chest. Not exactly going to turn heads when you walk in there and you're like, well, let me talk to that five star. So, okay, coach. Thank you for that offer. So, I don't know. Is there anything pertinent you want to talk? I mean, do we want to talk about Bo Bentley, Jaden O'Neal? Like, do we want to go into that or? Ooh, you want to know an interesting little tidbit?
What's that?
Interesting little tidbit. So we all know that Josh Williams, 2027 defensive end offer, edge rusher offer, moved to Oklahoma, right? Like, and he had Dominic Williams' brother. He moved to Norman, right? A little birdie says that he's going to visit over the next week or so. He will be visiting Washington High School, Norman North, and Mustang to see where he's going to go to school.
So a high school football recruitment?
Not so much a recruitment,
I mean, that's kind
but
of what
to
it feels
see,
like.
no, you're right, but I think he's seen what fits him best because he's new to the, he's from California. So, I mean, I get it. That you have open, you can go anywhere you want in Oklahoma now, right? You don't have to live in the district anymore. So, as long as the school has open transfers, it'll be interesting. I will say that my gut says Mustang or Norman North. Though it would be interesting to see him dominate 2A Oklahoma after winning Defensive Player of the Year in his big school district in California. That would be hilarious, by the way. But Washington would be the school to go do it at, mind you, because of the talent that's already there, right? Like, makes sense. But I only talk about it because he does have an OU offer, and that is Dominic Williams' brother. But you want to talk about that the Bo Bentley, Jaden O'Neal stuff? Do we want to get
I
into all
mean,
that?
I think that's probably a conversation that, yeah, we could get into it now, but it's probably going to be more of a conversation, and there are going to be more details that emerge after Bentley's visit to Norman this weekend. So I don't think that's a conversation that's going anywhere necessarily.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Do we want to call this one quits then? Are we good? You
Might
got
as
anything?
well look, be on the lookout on the other side of the weekend for another Under the Visor podcast. Obviously, Bentley and a few other visitors set to head to Norman over the weekend. The Sooners are going to finalize this thing with Dreiling at this point. It's a matter of time. So the news will continue to flow.
All right. If you guys aren't subscribed to this YouTube or our podcast, please do so. All you have to do is click that little subscribe button. You can like, subscribe, give us thumbs up, give us 5 stars, please, please, please. On a personal note, I want to thank. I met with Riverwind Casino yesterday, and some of the guys. I met Justin, nice guy. Thank you guys for being our sponsor. Obviously, you guys that are not members of OU Insider VIP. Again, a lot of this stuff that we talked about on here that you know now have been talked about on OU Insider VIP for weeks. Even during the Jim Knowles saga, we brought up Nate Dreiling as a possible, backup plan. So all of that, if you want to get stay in tune and know what's going on before it happens, and being there with a bunch of there's thousands and thousands and thousands of OU fans on there, OU Insider VIP is where it's at. $9.95 a month, $99.95 for the whole year. If you're a college student, you got a .edu, please email us at OU Insider. Or OUinsider@rivals.com. If you are a vet, or not, excuse me, not a vet, love to be it for vet, but if you're active duty military with an active duty email, emails from that email, we will send you guys from your .edu, from your active duty, we'll send you a promo code so that you guys get OU Insider for $11.95. Again, OUinsider@rivals.com. Emails from your .edu, emails from your active duty. Military email, and we will send you a promo code for $11.95 for a whole year of OU Insider. Again, OUinsider@rivals.com. All right, that's going to do it for this version of the OU Insider Under the Visor Sooners podcast, powered by Riverwind Casino. Thank you guys for being our sponsor. For Parker Thune, my name is Brandon Drum. You guys have a blessed day.